Welcome once more. Welcome once more to this moment and this class 6 offered by me, Quentin from Body Mind Yoga. Hope you're well in these changing times. And let us embark, let us start this class by dropping into the situation that you find yourself, hopefully on a comfortable mat, lying down. Beginning in a space of on the back, taking some moments, if you're not already there, to find a place of letting things go, letting things down, in your own posture, but having the spine on straight, inviting attention to move back to itself, to become aware of what the home base is offering, what your attention, what the signals you're receiving right now, what are your senses saying to you? As you listen to my voice, what do you notice about your experience? Is your experience quite intense? Is it loud? Is it soft? Is it stressed? Is it quiet? As if you didn't know, perhaps closing the eyes, but opening your attention. Resting back into, moving close to, the sensations of being here on the mat, for yourself, showing up for yourself by being aware. Not of what you'd like to be happening, but to the happenings, the multiple changing signals and flux and flow. What's on your mind? How you feel? Making a space to be. Nothing to fill up. Nothing to improve for a few moments of this day and this moment, which is new, focusing on the moment, moment to moment. The momentum of the day generally comes along when you stop. The muscle sensations, the mental impressions, memories, the anticipations all come to what's here right now, moment to moment. Feeling the body, aware of your body in this room, on the mat, lying down. You don't need to move your body. Just for a few moments being still, offering a little bit of stillness. And how does your body take the stillness of being? Is it a challenge just to listen to the words and invite yourself to feel? Or does it go the other way? Is it quite a lovely invitation, a welcoming time just to feel what's there, acknowledging, turning towards, taking a moment to be and to breathe, letting your breath be like a calming influence right now, just steadying yourself by noticing that you are breathing, relaxing the tummy if you're holding the tummy in, and feeling your breath enter through the nose, coming into the body and out of your body at its own time. Taking over your breathing if you want to. Breathing in and out through the nose. When you're ready, can you take over your breathing deliberately? And next time you breathe out for a count of four, just counting out the breath, one, two, three, four. Breathe in for four. Hold the breath for four. And breathe out for four. Wait for your body to breathe back in and start the count again. In for four when it's time to breathe in, holding the breath when it's time to hold the breath for four. And again, when it's in your own time, breathing out for four. Bring a little bit of attention to moving. Say if the legs aren't long, would you slide the legs long towards the bottom of your mat somewhere? If you've got any knee issues or back issues and you can't slide the legs long, don't. But if you can, let the legs go long. And bring attention down to the sensations of feet and ankles. So feeling if there's any signals there. And it's fine if there's not, but taking the mind down there. And if you can, starting to circle the ankles, starting to make a circle, a controlled circle, awareness and moving the feet in circles. Not lifting the legs up, but just circling the ankles. Rolling the feet, drawing circles with your feet. Either in the same direction or opposite directions, but just exploring, inviting your attention to move with awareness. That's the whole invitation. Awareness, deliberately shaping and moving your body, coming into your body and moving, change direction with those ankles. Let the ankles relax. Stop the movement at least, and bring the feet up onto the mat. Bend both knees and land both feet on the mat, hip width apart, feet apart on the mat, knees bent, semi-supine. Bring attention to the belly now. As you breathe out, because you are breathing out, pull the tummy in or tighten those belly muscles. Breathe in, relax the belly muscles. Breathe out, flatten the belly muscles, tighten the belly. Could be a little bit, could be a long way. Breathe in, let them go. Continue in your own rate, gently flattening the tummy as best as you can. Not suddenly, but just a gradual, just feeling what you can do. Inhaling, letting go. Even placing the hands on the belly. Breathing out, drawing the navel a little bit towards the spine, lower back flattening into the mat. Breathing in, letting the belly rise. Breathing out, flattening the belly. Breathing in, relaxing the belly, or breathing in and round and making a pot belly. So encourage the in-breath now. And as you breathe out and flatten the belly, push into the mat with both feet and feel the pelvis tilt and lift the tailbone and both buttocks a little bit off the mat, just lifting a little bit of the buttocks and pelvis and letting it back down when you want to. So those of you that feel really comfortable, I'm suggesting to breathe out and pull the belly in and lift the pelvis up, and suggesting to bring it back down as you breathe in. If it gets too uncomfortable to coordinate your breathing with the action, then don't bother. What's important is you do feel comfortable and you're in touch in with your breathing when you can. So we're just, if you can, pushing the feet into the ground, lifting the pelvis, a little bit of the lower back. Some of you might have lifted a bit of the mid back or even in the upper back into shoulder bridge. And I'm not in your body, so I don't know the signals. And your job is to know the signals of your body and to be alive to the body and test out the instructions, to feel them out for yourself, and you to take control of how much or how little you go up to where you want to go up to, and down when you want to come down, or simply to stay up, lift the pelvis up and let it stay up. So pausing in an upright position, even a little bit of a bridge pose. Of course, your breathing's there, and the shoulders are there, and the back's there, and the legs are working. And if you need to adjust the feet at any time, just come down, adjust, try it in a different position. Just pulling the belly in, pushing the feet in, lifting the pelvis up like a chain, lifting the pelvis, rolling up a little bit, feeling the back muscles, lowering back down, or holding the pelvis up mid-back, coming up into shoulder bridge and staying. Listening to your clothing, listening to the pressure, listening with the whole being, awake, alive, here, not in the past. Don't need to think about the future. Be in your body. Breathe when you are down. And I don't know if you are down, but if you haven't come down, journey down, make your way down to letting go. When you come down, feel a sense of how the body sighs when it's out of pressure. Widen the arms out to the sides, so slide both arms like a cross out to the sides. Some people like having the arms a little bit lower down than the cross position. It might be more comfortable for the shoulders. If your shoulders are really fine, take the arms up right up over your head, rest the elbows on the ground and the hands on the ground. So higher than the cross position, but on the ground, comfortable arms and shoulders. Arms, shoulders, resting. And we'll shift attention down into the knees and lower back and begin to tilt. Choose a direction with the knees. Tilt both knees a little bit towards one side and down. Just rolling, pouring a bit more weight onto one buttock as the knees tip over that way. And then float the knees back through the middle. Keep your feet on the ground, please. Tilt the knees over to the side and down. Well, it's just a little bit of a windscreen wiper movement, just a little bit from side to side. Or if you're free in your back, tip the knees a bit further down as far as they can go. Quite a familiar movement for a lot of us that practice with me and with Bumi. This knees side to side really can be quite a good position just to loosen, gradually loosen up the back and spine. Taking the knees down. And rolling your head now. So, as the knees go to one side, would you roll your head the same way as the knees? Some of you might be going the opposite way, but try the same way. Knees going down to the left when you go to the left, and rolling the head to the left. And if you happen to be going to the right in this moment, let the head roll that way as well. Find a relaxed way if you can. To move your body, so it's a deliberate moving with care and ease. Tipping the knees down, rolling the head. Now, if the arms aren't in a cross position, slide them into a cross position. Knees continue to go from side to side. Next time you get down to one of the sides, so let's choose, say, the right side. So, would you tip the knees towards the right and stay there? Or land there, arrive there, feel there when you get there? Both knees down to the right. Now, the right leg doesn't need to do anything here, but the left knee, can you slide that left knee towards the right knee? So, the left knee is the top knee. Slide it around, and if you can, slide it a bit further past the bottom knee, up and around. Sort of scissoring it, keeping the knee parallel to the ground. Could just go a couple of inches past the bottom knee or a bit further around. How's the buttock? How's the waist feel? How's your pelvis feel? How's the belly feel? Slide the knee back down, let that left foot come back onto the ground, and then tip both knees. When you're ready, in your own time, of course, over to that left side. And if you can, letting the right knee now journey past the left knee and up and around on that side. So remembering we're turning the head in the same direction as the knees. Going from side to side or stopping at the sides. You can use your hands, your hand if you want to. So as the knee slides up on that side, use the hand that's closest to the knee to take the knee a little bit around further or dip it down towards the ground even. So when you're sliding the knees, when the knees are tipped over to the right, the left knee's moving up, and you can let that right hand hold onto the left knee and just hold it, pause in the twist. Or you can pause in the twist on the left side and holding the right knee. But pausing if you can and taking some deeper breaths, even if you're not pausing. Slow down your breathing. Breathe with your whole body, filling the belly, the chest. Breathing out, letting things soften as best as you can, allowing softening to happen. Softening, you can't force a softening to happen. You can't force letting go. It's just feeling what's there, offering attention to itself, taking some deeper breaths. As the knee slides up around on the side, straightening out the leg if you've got space, semi-straightening the top leg out, cranking the ankle around, doing some circles. Again, making, moving, in touch, alive, to your body, to both sides, to the front. Noticing where your attention goes to in your body. Does it get dragged to a certain place over and over? Take a moment again to move, to be aware of where you are in the moment, and to roll back into center, to come back into middle place. Moving back into the center, into neutral land. When you come back, lift the knees up over your chest. Bring both hands onto the knees. Bring the knees together. Hands resting on the tops of the kneecaps or to the sides. Hands resting on the knees. And pausing here. Use the hands on the knees to keep the knees together and to circle both knees a little bit around. Taking the knees to the side a little bit and down. Guiding the knees with the hands. Hands guiding the knees. Circling both knees. Change direction. Go back the other way. Taking both knees in circles. Keeping the knees together. Feeling the arms, the shoulders, sensations in the belly and chest. Both knees above you, hands on the knees. Feeling the sensations of change as you roll the knees around. Little circles, like golf ball sized circles or bigger circles. Circling the knees or taking the hands off the knees if you want to. Maybe change direction anytime you like. Again, take a deliberate moment to settle yourself back to moving back into the middle space in line with your body and letting the legs slide long again, letting the legs down, if not long into or into your own position. If you can, bring the arms up over your head and rest the arms above you on the ground. So both arms just resting as far. So if you can, rest the arms above you on the ground, so the knuckles and the elbows on the ground, legs long and arms resting on the ground above your head. For some people, that's just a no-go area for the shoulders and neck. So if you're feeling niggly or pain making having the arms up there, just let the arms go somewhere. So let's, if you can't comfortably be up above you, have the arms by the sides, so down. So choose one of those positions, arms above you on the ground, but on the ground, or by the hips, arms on the ground. Now, that right leg, so we're going to shift attention down to that right leg. Can you, as if you're pressing the accelerator on your car, make the right leg a little bit longer than the left leg? Right leg stays on the ground. Keep it on the ground, as if you're pushing that right foot a little bit closer towards the bottom of the mat. Those of you with the right arm above you on the ground, can you stretch the right hand? Keep it on the ground, straighten that right arm, and stretch the right foot away from each other so the whole right side of the body gets a bit longer. Now, if your right arm is not above you, you're not doing that action, you're just letting the arm relax. But if it is above you, stretching the right arm, straightening, stretching the right foot around, getting a nice stretch from fingertip down to foot and heel, and then releasing, letting go. And then making the left leg, left heel, a little longer. And if the left arm's above you, stretching that left arm on the ground, stretching it away from that left foot, stretching so the shoulder, rib cage, hip, all the way down to the toes, get it to lengthen. Going from side to side. Remembering if your arms are by the sides, you can just let them relax. Making one leg longer than the other, or one side longer than the other if the arms are above you. Find a way to move it close to your experience, working it out as you go. Side to side, alternating, changing sides. And then pausing in the middle. Again, not lengthening the legs, not moving the arms, but settling back in the center. Pull in the belly a little bit and lift one arm and the opposite leg up towards the ceiling. Choose one arm and the opposite leg and float them up to the ceiling. Let them come down gradually until they rest on the ground. So they come all the way down. And then swap sides. One arm and the opposite leg, floating, moving up, feeling the trembling, the shaking, the energy to go up, the challenge perhaps, controlling it on the way down until you let go. Choose a speed that feels right, whether it's slow up and down, or a medium pace up and down, or a fast up and down. One arm and the opposite leg, keeping the belly pulled in on the journey up and down, but when you come down, relaxing, letting the belly go. And you don't immediately need to go to the other side. You could lift one side and come down, take a breath or three breaths even. Keep it quite chillaxed, quite relaxed, and then go to the other side. Or does it feel good to pulse up and down, or even both arms and both legs if you want to? Some people naturally lift the head up with these exercises. It's a bit more strenuous on the neck, and I wouldn't generally suggest to lift your head up, but if you feel to and you're comfortable in doing so, you could lift the head up as the arm and leg goes up as well. Noticing any change of energy, if it's getting more challenging or more comfortable. Next time the leg goes up, one of those legs go up. Can you catch hold of that one leg? So come back to one leg if you're doing two. One leg up and both hands holding that chosen leg. So choose one leg and hold it, both hands. If you're comfortable, lift your head up. Use the hands just to hold the leg. Holding the leg with the hands. Legs straight, semi-straight, up towards the sky. You don't have to hold it, don't have to force it, don't have to yank it. Just holding it because you're holding your body and you're being, if you choose to, comfortable in your body, stretching your body, working your body, but in a way that feels right. Not in the future, feeling right in the future, but creating the situation now so your body comes back to balance, working with the conditions, taking some deeper breaths. If you can, pull the leg a little bit closer, make a bit more intensity. And then whenever you do let go of that leg, feel that moment of letting go, the change from pulling to releasing and lowering down. When you lower that leg down, would you leave both legs down? Don't lift the other leg just for a moment. Rest for a moment. Both arms on the ground. Invite the arms to rest. Invite the legs just to pause before we change sides. Let the mouth open a little bit. Let your breathing come back to whatever back to happens to be. Check in now. What body's on the mat in this moment? What sort of person is in this body? Is there, you're feeling more of a comfortable in the connection with your body? Are you feeling more uncomfortable? It's a bit more space being made. Follow your breathing. And sometimes just let go of your breath and drift. Sometimes not have the focus on breathing, just letting everything go. And then when now again we'll move back into lifting, so lifting the other leg. So lifting the other leg up and both hands, if you can, coming and holding that straight leg or having the knee a bit bent but holding the leg. The spare leg, the leg that you're not holding, that can stay long or you can bring that to semi-supine. And generally if you're stiff or you've got niggles in your body, intuitively, naturally, you're protecting yourself, you're moving into a position that you can handle it. And that's exactly what you should be doing. Exactly what you're paying attention. You're not assuming it should be right. You're working it out as you go. Holding the leg, head up or down. Soft hands or strong arms pulling the leg. The ankle, the foot can be rested, or you might take the opportunity to circle the leg that's up in the sky to rotate the ankle. Back muscles, the arms, the face, head up if you can. Soft eyes, but even if the eyes are open, bring some softness into your gaze. The arms can be intense. You can bring intensity. It's not a problem to be intense, but bring a soft awareness to what you do. Again, bend both knees and bring both knees up over you. Bring both knees up and over you and hold the knees and knees apart. Holding the knees in a relaxed way, but not gripping the knees, not straining to force the back in any way. Just bringing the knees up, resting the hands on the knees, making a bit of space for the belly, make a space for yourself. Space for the chest, space for the throat, space for the face, making some space of just holding and tuning into the space of knees above you and holding onto the knees passively. Or are you wanting to make it more intense and feel free to bring those knees into a stronger position? the knees, but start to rock from side to side, just gently tipping one way, rocking the whole body, massaging the spine, rolling a little bit from side to side. Rocking, moving side to side. Again, coming back, moving back into the middle, and lowering both feet back to semi-supine, letting go of the knees, resting the arms on the ground, back into the middle space. If you can, bring the soles of the feet together like a prayer position with the feet, feet coming together, knees open out to the side so the hips are open and you feel the inner thighs getting a pull. Butterfly space, Baddha Konasana, soles of the feet together, knees open. Or use semi-supine, remembering you have choice. Again, if your shoulders are fine, try resting the arms above you on the ground. If you prefer to rest your hands on your belly, that's a wonderful place to rest the hands. But rest the arms somewhere comfortably. And bring awareness to belly breathing. To letting the belly, firstly, to be aware of your belly, and to breathe down into the belly. Deliberately and gently, breathing in, soft belly rising, breathing out, soft belly falling. Feel the intensity in the belly. Is it a hard belly or a soft belly? And breathe into the belly, breathing in, belly rising, breathing out, letting go of trying to make the belly a shape. Gentle, deliberate, intentional breathing down into the belly. If you can, at the top of every in-breath now, hold the breath for a few moments. And breathing out through the mouth, like a sigh, letting go. In through the nose and holding the breath. And breathing out through the mouth or out through the nose, letting the body deflate. Come back into the letting the knees roll back together, back into semi-supine, but wriggle the ankles and the knees closer to each other. So semi-supine, but feet. So ankles touching and knees touching, semi-supine and knees together. Semi-supine, but knees together. Lift that right foot up, right ankle up, and place it on the left knee. So right ankle, left knee. So make sure that right knee's just dropped out, hanging out to the side. Right ankle resting on the left knee. And if you can, lift the left foot, the foot that's still on the floor, lift that left foot up and down a couple of times, which might be a challenge for you. Lifting the left foot up and down. Of course down, because it will want to come down. The effort is lifting. Lifting the foot. That right ankle is connected to the left knee, and you're lifting the left foot up and down. Now, for some of you, lifting the foot will be quite a challenge. There'll be a little lift, and you might want to just do it a couple of times and just rest the ankle on the knee and not lift the left foot anymore. Or if it's not a challenge, lift the left foot and stretch the left leg up towards the ceiling. Semi-straighten the left leg. And if you can, catch hold of that left leg. Bring the... You could lift the left foot straight and the leg up, slide that right hand in between the knees and sort of catch anywhere so you can, if you can, holding behind the right knee or behind the left knee, and just flexing that left leg up. So a good piriformis stretch. Stretching the leg up or keeping the knee bent, but holding the knee if you can. Or lifting up and down as many times that works for you. Good stretch to help release the sciatic nerve as well. So a big piriformis stretch, but also useful. Head can stay down here, or if you prefer, lift your head up, especially if you're keeping that left leg up or holding the left knee, staying up there. If you're holding, if the left leg's straight, try even circling that left leg. In the hips, in the back. Remember not to hold to the strongest position you can go to, but to a position that's easily manageable, 80%, 70%, somewhere that you can feel quite fine and being there. Face shouldn't be strained, breathing shouldn't be strained. Again, wherever you're bringing intensity into your body, would you come back down to no intensity? Letting the arms rest on the ground, taking the ankle off the knee when you can, when it's safe to do so, sliding the legs long, and taking a bit of a moment here of non-doing once you get into a place. If you remember, I'll always go to the legs long position as default, but if you've got a better position to go to, that is the position to go to. And then once more, you take your hands off the steering wheel. You take your feet off the pedals of trying to direct experience and let some moments of attention being caught wherever attention goes to now. In the ears or in the legs or in the mind or in the belly. A practice of listening to life, a passive observer for a few moments, you're not trying to fix anything or to breathe a certain way or to work any things out, you're just tuning into the flow of sensation, the river, the passing river of sensations. Whether it's intense in some moments, or sleepy in other moments, or frustrating in some moments. Moment to moment, new, let go of trying to work it out. Again, would you take some moments to shift back to semi-supine? Even if you don't want to, bring the feet back up and we'll place the left ankle on the right knee. Left ankle managing it onto the knee. You could even help use the hand just to get it onto the knee. Do whatever you need to do. Wriggle that right foot more into the midline of your body. And if you can, lifting the right foot. Right foot that's on the ground, lifting it up and down. Lifting the right foot and stretching the right leg up towards the ceiling if you can. Or just simply lifting the foot, feeling the how much effort you're working. Lifting and lowering. Lifting and holding. If you can lift that right foot off the ground, bring the left hand in between the knees, catch hold of that right knee somehow underneath the knee. Hold somewhere on the leg. If you can hold the stretch, put that right foot off the ground. Try it out. Check it out. Is it a movement that's natural for you, easy to go to? Is it super challenging? Is it frustrating? All these things to be known. All these things to be breathed. To try it out. Breathe into the belly. Is it a movement best to leave alone, not to go there? Is it painful? Is it comfortable? That right foot's up in the ceiling, circling the ankle a little bit around. Remember to let go when you've had your fill, to let the legs go down, back into a resting space. Or to hold longer, use the arms a bit stronger. When it's time to let go, let go. When it's time to work, work on. Again, if you haven't let go, slide things down once more. Arms, legs, body down. Rest the hands on the belly, both hands on the belly if you can. Put the elbow somewhere relaxing on the ground if you can. Hands on the belly and the arms relaxed. If you can't relax the hands on the belly comfortably, then take the hands off the belly. Breathing in, belly rising. Breathing out, letting go. Breathing in, belly rising. Breathing out, allowing. Each breath, feeling each breath new. Breathing deliberately down into the belly. Not in a stressful way, not in a fast way. Feeling your body and the belly in particular, and belly breathing. This is the end of the first part of class 6. See you in the second part.